Welcome to What the Tech, the podcast proudly sponsored by ProServe IT. As we embrace the theme of April, the month of infrastructure, we're diving deep into the heart of IT. In this episode, we explore the transformative power of Azure Arc, Microsoft's innovative solution reshaping the landscape of cloud capabilities. We've meticulously curated this episode based on the latest tech. Join us as we dissect Azure Arc, a game-changing tool that extends cloud capabilities far beyond traditional data centers. Stay tuned as we uncover the four key pillars of Azure Arc, illustrating how it empowers businesses to effectively manage, secure, and govern their digital estates. Whether it's on-premise, in the cloud, or at the edge, Azure Arc promises a paradigm shift in IT infrastructure management.
So good afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about Azure Arc. From an agenda perspective, we're going to get an overview of Microsoft's Azure Arc. We're going to talk about Azure Arc pillars. And then we're going to talk through Azure-enabled servers, Kubernetes, and data services. Follow it with some next steps. When we talk about Azure Arc with customers, there's a number of different challenges that we're looking to really help address. When we talk to customers, we see a number of broad trends in the industry, right? So with manufacturers, they're often facing disruptive changes. So being asked to build more agile factories, create more resilient supply chains, or engage customers in new ways. Retailers are adopting a digital-first mindset, reimagining in-person retail experiences, delivering differentiated online experiences, and working to know the customer and empower employees. Ongoing healthcare system impacts include things like enhancing patient engagement, or empowering health team collaboration, or improving clinical and operational insights. And then finally, next generation technologies are pushing finance to modernize payments and core banking solutions to manage risk across the organization and to combat financial crime. While every business has a different growth and innovation path, there are common interests and concerns spanning from supporting new product innovation all the way to managing risks and how cloud can help with all of this. For instance, many leaders are excited to evolve products using an as-a-service business model, whether it's infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, or the service. Others want to use all of their data wherever it is and turn it into new products and services. On the application development side, many customers want to speed innovation, regardless of where their apps run, whether it's on-premises, multi-cloud, or edge. And nearly everyone wants to tap into artificial intelligence or IoT to improve operations. Lastly, every conversation includes a discussion on how cloud can help meet evolving regulatory compliance requirements and manage risks. CIO and CISOs especially want to know their risks are managed by securing and governing their entire digital estate, not just their cloud resources. So let's talk about how we can make that happen. So some of you want to be fully in the cloud, but have legacy apps you can't containerize and need to keep on-prem. It could take time or to either retire or re-architect some of these applications. Others have already made investments in existing hardware and cost becomes a factor. So you're looking holistically at your environment to see where you can gain efficiency and lower cost, both from the infrastructure itself and the business transformation it enables. It's not just hosting in hyperscale data centers. It's a platform that extends all the way to the edge, to anywhere that cloud-borne innovation is needed, to the factory floor or even to a farmer's field. We often hear that new customers are looking for new innovation and agility that the cloud enables, but you need to access it at your own pace. And this is really where Azure comes in, right? So Microsoft's mission for Azure is to be the world's computer. So this is why they're constantly growing Azure globally, by investing in data centers, networking, and cloud services. Microsoft has over 200 physical data centers arranged into more than 65 regions, more than Azure and Google combined, and linked by one of the largest interconnected networks on the planet. With this connectivity, Microsoft is able to provide unprecedented scalability, low latency, and high availability. As we think about Azure in the cloud, it's important to frame that the cloud is both an architecture and an operation model. Azure is a resilient, scalable platform for workloads, new services to build apps, all topped with a set of management and operations solutions. At the same time, innovation should not be restricted just to the public cloud. You may have regulations to comply with, specific application latency requirements, or simply need to keep up with the competition. Whatever your reason, it's clear that hybrid deployments are here to stay. You're going to run workloads in the cloud and outside of public cloud data centers, but you still want access to all the benefits the cloud provides. Microsoft wanted to bring the value cloud operations and architecture to any infrastructure, which makes customers' cloud to edge ecosystems simple, flexible, and secure. This is why Microsoft built Azure Arc. Azure Arc is designed to be a bridge that extends the Azure platform so customers can build applications and services with the flexibility to run across data centers, edge, and multi-cloud environments. Azure Arc provides a consistent development, operations, and security model for both new and existing applications. Customers can use the same tools, the same security and governance technologies to create and manage application resources. Just like in Azure, a subset of Azure services for application data and AI are there to use on both new and existing hardware, virtualization, and Kubernetes platforms, as well as IoT devices and integrated systems. Microsoft's goal is to simplify the complexity customers face when building the applications and services they use to run their business across cloud and edge. This is done by standardizing the way applications are built, deployed, and managed with a common set of tools and experiences. Customers can be confident investing in Azure, knowing that if their regulations change, competition changes, whether they're using existing or new infrastructure, whatever the reason, customers can scale and extend their investments to wherever they are needed. As we work with customers, we see a wide range of ways they want to architect their applications, as well as places where they want to run applications, each with their own unique characteristics and requirements. For some customers, this issue is scale. They might need the hyperscale of various of the Azure regions. Other customers may have latency requirements for workloads that have to run on a factory floor. Others might need to meet data sovereignty needs through their existing data centers. Microsoft's working to bring the Azure platform to all those places in a way that can meet a broad range of requirements and infrastructure for those applications to run on. With Azure Arc, Microsoft is providing a consistent set of tools and services for customers to extend cloud technology across their distributed infrastructure from cloud to edge. Azure Arc helps customers do this by delivering four key capabilities: building cloud-native apps anywhere, leveraging data insights from the cloud to the edge, securing and governing the entire digital estate, and meeting customer regulatory and connectivity needs. Let's dive into each of these pillars. So let's look at the first pillar, building cloud-native apps anywhere. So cloud innovation has radically changed the way applications are designed, built, and run. For an application to be truly portable, it needs more than just shipping and packaging code. You need the cloud services, the container infrastructure, as well as the DevOps practices and tooling to deploy, secure, and operate it. And it's clear from the conversations we're having with organizations, including many of you, that the app of the future is cloud-native. Cloud-native apps are designed to take full advantage of the latest innovation in public cloud, containerization, microservices, and DevOps practices. They're intelligent and infused with AI to provide advanced insights. And they're taking advantage of open source technology and libraries from across the community. Azure Arc allows you to build and modernize to cloud-native apps on any Kubernetes containers using familiar tools and Azure services. It allows you to run cloud-native databases anywhere and unlock insights in real time. It allows you to implement consistent GitOps and policy-driven deployment and configuration across environments, and integrate Azure monitoring, security, and compliance into your DevOps toolkit. Let's delve into the second pillar, leveraging data insights from the cloud to the edge. Organizations are excited about the opportunities to extend Azure innovation and cloud benefits across their IT estate for many different reasons. Some organizations want to capture operational insights and new opportunities by innovating with legacy application and data in hybrid infrastructure. Others want to use AI and machine learning to accelerate insights and shift from reactive to proactive decision-making. And some are generating fresh business and operational insights by implementing IoT solutions that unlock and help make sense of the signals and data from the physical world. For all of those scenarios, Azure Arc is built to help customers harness data insights from cloud to edge. With Azure Arc, you can accelerate innovation via cloud data and AI capabilities to build next-gen apps and gain fast, continuous insights. You can improve operational efficiency and reduce IT overhead through cloud automations and consistent management. And you can reduce risk exposure through integrated multi-layer security and data governance solutions. Now let's look at the third pillar, securing and governing your entire digital estate. The more customers scale their applications across diverse types of environments, the broader the attack surface and potential for security risks. We also see that most organizations keep large parts of their infrastructure on premises, while also choosing to work across multiple cloud providers. This new hybrid reality comes with its own set of challenges, making it even more important to implement a comprehensive and coordinated security and governance strategy. With Azure Arc, you can take advantage of cloud-native tools for security posture management to help customers understand their current security situation and take necessary actions to improve. Second, customers can take advantage of cloud-based threat detection, response, and analytics that are specific to their workloads. And finally, customers can use Azure Arc to enable the central operation and governance of diverse environments. This makes it easy to adapt to changing requirements and compliance standards through dynamic visibility, compliance, and audit. Lastly, let's touch on the fourth pillar, meeting your regulatory and connectivity needs. So finally, there are two motivators that drive many hybrid needs: connectivity requirements and regulations. For example, a retailer needs to ensure that their point of sale system can operate disconnected so they can continue to process purchases if internet services are down. Or a hospital that simultaneously needs cloud-powered medical imaging processing and analysis also needs to meet data residency requirements of their patient's medical data. Whatever the connectivity required or regulatory need, it's important to make it as easy as possible for customers to address those concerns by planning how to build their hybrid environments. With a broad range of infrastructure and connectivity choice, Azure Arc can help customers meet data residency and sovereignty needs with a range of infrastructure options. Simplify edge computing infrastructure for low latency applications, and operate fully or intermittently connected from the internet, even for lengthy periods of time. Azure Arc works with existing infrastructure. So whether customers want to secure and govern servers on premises, or create a self-service experience on VMware from Azure, Azure Arc is designed to support a variety of infrastructures. This means that customers can always get their applications and data to run where they need them. That said, some customers might be looking to get more of the cloud experience in their infrastructure. Microsoft is working to ensure that customers have a wide range of systems and services that will fit their needs. If you want to manage your own infrastructure, you can use Azure Stack HCI. Azure Stack HCI is Azure Arc enabled out of the box. That means that customers can compute where they need it and manage it from Azure. For those who might not be familiar with HCI, so this is hyper-converged infrastructure. So this is a blending of storage and servers and such into a single cohesive unit. For low latency applications with advanced networking, some companies will look to 5G private mesh solutions. Azure's private mesh combines network functions, applications, and edge optimized Azure services to deliver high performance and ultra low latency. For those who might not be familiar with Azure Stack, I talked a little bit about what HCI stands for, but Azure Stack is a portfolio of products combining purpose-built hardware and software to bring cloud innovation to customer data centers to simplify the way they work. Azure Stack HCI is designed to help you modernize your traditional infrastructure of virtualized servers and storage with a hybrid solution of hyper-converged infrastructure tightly integrated with Azure. Next, Azure Stack Edge is an Azure-managed appliance enabling customer IoT, AI, ML workloads, and other edge computing needs. And finally, we have Azure Stack Hub, which is an integrated system for running a disconnected and private cloud with cloud-native apps using consistent Azure services on-premises. Microsoft is currently the only cloud provider that can provide this complete story across all layers of the solution: the infrastructure, the control plane, and the services. Microsoft is also the only company that delivers technology that takes you from bare metal to a public cloud, connected and consistent application and data platform in your data center. For customers needing to modernize aging servers and storage, they can use Azure Stack HCI to seamlessly extend their data center to the cloud, connecting to Azure services. At the same time as modernizing infrastructure, customers are turning to Kubernetes for their modern application development. Azure Kubernetes Services, or AKS, on Azure Stack HCI takes Azure Kubernetes service and makes it available to customers to run on-premises, delivering Azure consistency, a familiar Azure experience, ease of use, and high security for the containerized applications. Azure Kubernetes Services on HCI empowers both developers and IT administrators to deploy and manage containerized apps on Azure Stack HCI. For example, dev teams can use AKS on Azure Stack to develop applications on Kubernetes and deploy them unchanged on-premises. For IT, Kubernetes on Azure Stack simplifies the process of setting up Kubernetes on Azure Stack and includes the necessary components to allow them to deploy multiple Kubernetes clusters in their environment, which means customers can focus on what matters most: applications. Lastly, if customers wanted to further bring PaaS services to their on-premises environment, they can run Azure Data Services on-premises and at the edge by utilizing Azure Arc-enabled data services using Kubernetes. Azure Arc serves as the linchpin to tie together Azure data services directly into customers' on-premises environments. Kubernetes and Azure Stack delivers a complete solution for Microsoft. We're now going to touch on Azure-enabled servers. So Azure-enabled servers allow customers to onboard a wide variety of servers to Azure with Azure Arc, whether they be Windows, Linux, VMs, bare metal, and they can be running anywhere. They can organize all these servers and apply governance across all these servers and apply role-based access control. In addition, they can also deploy Azure VM extensions to non-Azure workloads and Linux VMs, simplifying the management of their hybrid machines on premises, edge, and other cloud deployments, cloud environments. As you can see, there are a wide range of management services that can be used with Arc-enabled VMs. Each of these services can be applied to Arc-enabled machines today. We're now going to touch on Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes. Similar to the Arc-enabled servers, there's a lot of flexibility available based on customer-specific needs. Microsoft supports a wide range of Kubernetes distributions with flavors from different vendors, as you can see on the slide. Customers can connect all of these clusters to Azure and start deploying applications in these clusters using a GitOps-based model. Additionally, customers can enable cluster health monitoring with Azure Monitor for containers, or they can leverage the integration with Azure Policy to ensure compliance with the organizational security baselines. Arc-enabled Kubernetes clusters are able to leverage cluster extensions to get a modern management experience for AKS, or Azure Kubernetes Systems. Users can now deploy and configure services like Azure Monitor and Azure Defender via the Azure Portal, CLI, and APIs. Previously, these add-ons could only be deployed manually via Helm charts. Azure Monitor Container Insights is used to monitor containers, which can be critical, especially when you're running a production cluster at scale with multiple applications. Azure Monitor for Containers can be used to support any Kubernetes cluster, even when running on Amazon's or Google's cloud. Container Insights deliver a comprehensive monitoring experience across the full stack, with workload monitoring encompassing collections of metrics and logs that are sent to Log Analytics resource in the customer's tenant and subscription. Customers can get rich live telemetry on cluster health, node pod status, and container performance, and correlate these metrics and logs across the app and infra layers to full stack diagnostics. Container Insights also offer rich integration with the open source ecosystem with support for metrics from Prometheus, Grafana, and OpenTelemetry. Azure Defender can now be extended to clusters that live outside of Azure through the Azure Defender extensions Arc-enabled Kubernetes clusters. This can be easily enabled through the Azure Portal or CLI and supports multiple Kubernetes distributions across on-premises and multi-cloud. Customers can get a single pane of glass view in Azure to easily monitor the security posture of all of their Kubernetes clusters, no matter where they're deployed, and detect threats across these clusters using advanced analytics. Once deployed, the extension collects Kubernetes data and sends it to the Azure Defender backend in the cloud for further analysis. Azure Defender continuously analyzes a Kubernetes cluster for potential threats based on collected data and reports threats and malicious activity detected as alerts in Azure Security Center. Kubernetes' native way of defining authorization checks involves creation of cluster role bindings and role bindings objects in the cluster. The Azure Active Directory role-based access control, or Azure AD RBAC feature, instead allows for usage of Azure role assignments as a single source of truth for all authorization checks happening on the cluster. Any requests sent to the API server of the cluster are checked with the Azure Authorization Service to see if the entity making the request, whether it's a user or service principal, is allowed or not allowed to access the resource of concern. This feature allows for a single place to audit all the role assignments made on any resource with any of the Arc-enabled Kubernetes clusters. It's worth noting this feature is only applicable for those self-managed Kubernetes clusters where the API server of the cluster is accessible by the customer. As a result, this feature is not applicable for cloud provider managed Kubernetes clusters like Google or EKS. On AKS, this feature, or on Amazon's, so on Azure, too many three-letter acronyms. On Azure, this feature is available natively and Arc onboarding of the cluster is not required for the same. The Cluster Connect feature of Azure Arc-enabled Kubernetes provides connectivity to the API server of the cluster without requiring any additional inbound communication to be enabled. This is achieved by mapping a hybrid connections resource on the Azure service side to every Arc-enabled Kubernetes cluster where a reverse proxy agent is able to securely initiate a session with hybrid connection in an outbound manner. This feature allows developers to access the clusters from anywhere for interactive development and debugging. For customers who already have a lot of investments in terms of paid pipeline currency or concurrency for Azure Pipelines or GitHub Actions or any other hosted CI/CD provider, they can now reuse the same to deploy against even on-premise clusters without requiring self-hosted agents to on-prem. In Azure, every resource is created in a specific location, such as East US or West Europe. This location maps to an Azure region. Custom location allows for extensions of this concept beyond the boundaries of Azure to allow customers to define their own Kubernetes clusters, on-prem or hybrid, as targets for running Azure PaaS services. This allows for consistent development experiences across Azure and off-Azure environments. We're going to wrap up with some Azure-enabled data services. So Azure Arc-enabled data services allow customers to run data workloads regardless of where they are. With Arc-enabled data services, customers will always be current, meaning updates and upgrades are fully automated and the deployment is controlled by your policy. Customers gain unique and cloud-proven innovation ahead of any other hybrid cloud offering, like the Evergreen SQL with no end of support through Azure SQL Database and the hyperscale deployment option for Azure databases for PostgreSQL. Customers can also leverage as-a-service offerings such as PaaS to build out HA and DR automations at scale. Customers can also leverage cloud elasticity, so you can optimize performance of data workloads with the ability to dynamically scale up or down and scale out without application downtime. Lastly, by connecting to Azure, customers gain unified management. This allows them to see their data services running on premises alongside those running in Azure through a single pane of glass, using familiar tools like Azure Portal, Azure Data Studio, and Azure CLI or command line interface. Leveraging Azure Arc-enabled data services provides several ways for customers to save money. There's the option of choosing the best cost structure for each customer-specific scenario, whether OpEx or CapEx, which provides a lot of flexibility in how we actually manage cost. We also have tools such as backup monitoring patching that are built in automatically. Lastly, we have cost reduction and complexity, which can be further reduced by leveraging a single standardized tool set and leveraging existing investments. So rather than having to deploy different solutions for different elements of our infrastructure, being able to consolidate and manage everything through Arc with a common platform simplifies things immensely. Azure Arc-enabled data services include a wide range of options from apps and BI, Azure Arc data controllers, Kubernetes, as well as the ability to leverage a number of hardware and cloud platform options. If we look at a decision tree for migration, what typically when we're working with customers to map out what can go to Azure and what makes sense. The first question is always, can that data go to Azure? And if it can, we're typically looking at a full migration where we can lift and shift or migrate that workload to Azure. This is helpful for customers who want to retire data centers, who want the ability or the benefits of limitless scale and then security. It gives us the ability to access things like IaaS, PaaS, single databases and pools, and provides us an environment that's fully managed with SLAs. If the data can't go to Azure, then we're going to be looking at a hybrid state where our data is going to sit outside of Azure. And in that model, we have a choice to either modernize in place on the existing applications, or we can look at application modernization or building new apps. And there are a bunch of different use cases, as you can see here. So for customers who need server-based solutions, not in containers, and need to take advantage of some of the SQL services like SRS, AS, and IaaS, or need a specific version of SQL Server for a specific application, we have the traditional Windows Server available to us. For customers who need operational databases or PaaS-like experience and want to leverage cloud billing, who want consistency and manageability across on-premise and multi-cloud, we have Azure Arc-enabled data services, including things like containers and Azure Kubernetes clusters. Lastly, for customers who need a small footprint SQL for IoT or edge compute, or looking at streaming and time services, who want to be able to run on devices up to 8 cores, we have Azure SQL Edge, which falls under our IoT category. So when we look at data and how we're going to manage data moving forward, we have a bunch of options available to us within the Azure stack, within the Azure family, whether on-prem or the cloud. Thank you, everyone.
That wraps up this episode of What the Tech, sponsored by ProServe IT, where we ventured into the world of Azure Arc, unlocking its potential to transform your infrastructure management. In this episode, we explored the pillars of Azure Arc and how it extends cloud capabilities to wherever your digital estates resides. Join us for our next episode, Azure Virtual Desktop, Maximum Flexibility and Control for Your Virtual Desktop Infrastructure. We'll dive deep into how Azure Virtual Desktop can revolutionize your virtual desktop infrastructure with real-world examples. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, with ProServe IT as your partner, the possibilities in the world of technology are endless. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay tech savvy. See you next time.